The Brackenbury Primary School, in the dumpy West London neighborhood of Shepherd's Bush, was in a three-story red-brick Victorian-era building. From outside, the school looked grand. Inside, it was a different matter. High ceilings created a cavernous, intimidating vibe. Paint was peeling from the walls, and cold air drafted in through ragged insulation. The small campus, just down the street from the Goldhawk Road underground station, was in a part of London marked by tracts of similar-looking, century-old houses and down-on-their-luck convenience stores, pubs, and laundromats. Brackenbury's student body, drawn from the surrounding neighborhoods, was primarily working class. In 1990, one of the school's students was Tom Hayes. The 10-year-old was big for his age, with a mop of sandy blonde hair and small dark eyes. He was burning with anger. It was hard to pinpoint the exact reason. His parents had split up 6 years ago after his mother, Sandy, caught his father, Nick, cheating. Hayes detested Nick's absence from his life. Nor was he thrilled that upon his father's remarrying in 1989, Tom and his younger brother, Robin, had inherited two stepsisters from Nick's new wife, as well as a baby half-sister. But Nick wasn't the only issue. Hayes resented what he saw as Sandy's cold, controlling nature and the fact that she seemed more devoted to her job than to mothering her two sons. Money was tight. Once, before his parents divorced, angry debt collectors showed up at their small, two-floor brick house in Shepherd's Bush after Nick, a ponytailed television journalist, fell behind on the utility bills. Hayes told himself that when he grew up, he'd make enough to ensure that the bailiffs never returned. Every day, he counted his money, which he had earned doing odd jobs around the neighborhood. He stacked the coins by denomination. He memorized the quantities. The rituals made him feel safe. He started carting around all his essential belongings in his backpack, as if ready to flee if the need suddenly arrived. Sandy worked as a researcher for Gordon Brown, a jowly Scottish politician in Britain's Labour Party. She toiled long hours, delegating child-rearing duties to a series of au pairs. Hayes perceived her as anxious, angry, and strict. Among her rules, Hayes was only allowed to drink water. To say their relationship was contentious would have been an understatement. Once, in a fit of rage, she hurled a hot baked potato at Hayes. After another fight, Hayes locked his mother in the cellar. Another time, he flung a saucepan at her head. He threw violent tantrums. Sandy was not his only target. He once assaulted his stepbrother, who came along with Sandy's new husband, Tim, with a pool cue. The au pairs couldn't cope, she would later tell a psychiatrist. Hayes was desperate to win his mother's favor. The only way to do that, as far as he could tell, was to excel at school, so that's what he set out to do. By the time he was 6, he was already emerging as a standout math pupil. Once, he badgered Sandy to buy him a math workbook as a gift. Tom is a mature and sensitive boy who gets emotionally upset at times due to family problems, a teacher wrote in a 1987 review that was sent to his parents. His anger and frustration, and particularly his aggressive will to win, have frequently got him into trouble in the playground and with his peers, though he has calmed down recently. As confident as Hayes was when it came to math, that's how dysfunctional he was interacting with his peers, especially girls. He could hardly work up the guts to talk to them. He kept track of his number of friends at any given time. He rarely counted more than 3 and almost never saw them outside of school. Part of the problem might have been his demeanor. Endlessly teased for his attire, Brackenbury didn't have a strict dress code, but Hayes nonetheless routinely showed up wearing a blazer. He won a dubious award from his peers for Best Uniform of the Year. Tom can sometimes come across as arrogant about his abilities, a teacher wrote in 1992. He should appreciate the value of diplomacy, his English teacher said on another occasion. Hayes acknowledged the problem. I need to improve my attitude in that I respect ideas I disagree with, he wrote in a self-assessment. Buffeted by strife at home and unpopular at school, it wasn't surprising that Hayes sought refuge in things he could easily understand. From his bedroom window, he could see the floodlights over Loftus Road, the stadium that was home to the Queen's Park Rangers professional soccer team. When QPR scored, Hayes could hear the crowd roar. The sport became a lifelong passion, and for years he attended every home and road game that the Rangers played.